Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a five-minute commentary on living.
Whenever a Chinese tries to tell a Westerner about Chinese temples and worship, he soon finds himself saying that it is all very confusing. So says Joy Savage in her book about the temples of Hong Kong. There are more than 600 Chinese temples in the city of Hong Kong. Half of them are Buddhist, and about an additional one-third are Taoist, the rest a mixture of both. Many worshippers, says the author, look on both religions as though they are one and the same. They are unable to say whether this belief is Buddhist or that statue is Taoist, and they are just as uncertain about their own position, often settling for Buddhism because it is best known. Others can't put a name to their religion at all. They say they just worship their ancestors and the gods. End quote. Within every temple is a beaker-like container known as a chim, containing either 64 or 100 thin slivers of bamboo, identical in length, about the dimensions of a chopstick. However, there's one difference. Every one is numbered at the top. When a person needs guidance, he'll go to the temple and while kneeling before the vessel, will shake it until one drops to the ground. A priest then reads the number and interprets the message, for a small fee, of course. Take your pick, numbers 1 to 100. But a lot of the Chinese in Hong Kong really don't put much faith in the numbers game. Their real god, they say, is the god of wealth, and they have a panoply of deities connected with money. One dealing with salaries, another with gambling, of course to make you lucky, and another who copes with debts and so forth. In reality, the god they acknowledge is not a real person, but a rather mystic influence connected with their ancestors. What a clear contrast to the assertion of the Christian that God hears and answers the prayers of his children. San Heising was born the son of a silversmith who made idols for the Buddhist temples of Cambodia. At the age of 12, young Lim Chung, as he is known to his friends, went to his uncle who had been a Buddhist priest for many years. He said, "Uncle, have you ever prayed to Buddha and Buddha answered prayer for you?" Somewhat taken aback by the brashness of the youth, the uncle nevertheless admitted that he couldn't remember any definite answer to prayer which he directly attributed to Buddha. Later that day, the young man put the same question to a Christian and Missionary Alliance missionary. "Can you ever remember praying to your God and he answered your prayer?" Quickly, the missionary recounted by telling about several answered prayers. So impressed was young Lim Chung that he became a Christian that very day. Over the years, Lim Chung has never considered prayer to be a numbers game or chance, as those who take their pick and try to spiritualize some meaning. Prayer is vital communication between God's child and his heavenly Father. Friend, what does prayer mean to you? A numbers game where you take your pick and hope for an answer? Is it like putting a coin in a one-armed bandit? Doesn't cost much and you might hit the jackpot. Or rather, is it intimate, personal conversation between you and God? "This is the confidence we have in him," wrote the Apostle John, "that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him."
Did today's commentary connect with you where you are? If so, I would like to hear from you. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org. And I want you to know, I keep confidence. I'm Dr. Harold Saleh. You can go to our website and download what you've just heard or print it out. It is www.guidelines.org.